Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards. All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. We roll on here tonight. As we mentioned, a very, very big game against Austin FC. Tomorrow night, you can catch the game on Channel 55. Dynamo visiting the Q2 Stadium for the first time ever. This is a historic match. No better guy to bring on than the head coach of the Houston Dynamo. He's Tab Ramos. Tab, thank you as always for coming on the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.
Well, there is a historic nature to this one. I don't think there's any question playing up in Austin now that we have three MLS teams in the state. I'm sure that's not lost on you and your players.
Oh, no, for sure. We know the magnitude of the game, obviously, because it's a rivalry and because it will always be a big game from now on forever, I hope. But obviously, being the first game is a little bit more special, getting an opportunity to go into their stadium for the first time. Yeah, it's a good moment that we should enjoy. And obviously, you know, the situation that we're in and the way we're playing, you know, we're looking forward to going there and hopefully getting a good result.
Tab, how about some thoughts on Austin FC, what you've seen from Josh Wolf and the team assembled by Claudio Reyna?
Yeah, I mean, I like, obviously, they have players that can make a difference. You know, they put a lot of their money up front, obviously, and, you know, players, you know, Dominguez is a player that worries us. You know, Fagundes is a player that's having a really good season, and he also is one we have to worry about. And then you have Pochettino, who's a very consistent, you know, number eight, back and forth, box to box. You know, Ring does the same, a lot of recovery in the middle of the field. I think those guys have been the guys that have been sort of keeping that team together. And then we'll see, you know, what are the rotations, what guys they bring in and out of the lineup. But we know that those guys are the ones at the moment we have to focus on the most.
Do you feel a little bit for Josh Wolf as a new coach in Major League Soccer and the fact that they're struggling so much to score goals? I mean, they've been shut out repeatedly.
It's hard to tell, you know, from looking at it from the other side. You never know what struggles a coach has every day. Scoring goals can be difficult. You know, having a new team in the league can be difficult. But I think it all, you know, depends on the goals of the team. I know that, you know, they're probably building the team slowly, looking into the future. I know they made some big investments, and I'm sure they're looking forward to getting some return fairly quickly.
Tab Ramos, head coach of the Houston Dynamo, joining us again. The Dynamo in action tomorrow night, 7:30 pregame show. It's Channel 55, Dynamo on the road at Austin FC. Expect to see a few orange jerseys up there as well in the new Q2 stadium. Pressing game is something Josh Wolf likes, Tab. Obviously you do. Does this look like a team you can produce chances off the press on the road?
I think we can. You know, I'm confident that we can produce chances against any team. And so for me, Austin would just be another team, you know, that we play, that you know, that we certainly have to be careful with, but one that I think we can also create chances against.
Tab, Fafapiko will be available for selection in this game. That's got to be good news to you with the number of guys out due to the protocol and just trying to get your team back together after the Gold Cup.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a weird week, you know, having a few guys out and all on the attacking side, really. And at the same time, then adding Corey basically the same day we had our last game. So there's some big decisions for us to make going into tomorrow on whether, you know, number one, whether Faf is ready. Number two, whether, Corey is ready to get a start. And then the third one would be Tyler. You know, Tyler was away with Canada for a full month in which he didn't get many minutes. And so we have to monitor that as well. So we have a lot of big decisions to make over the next 24 hours. But, you know, it's good when you get to decide amongst good players. Those are all good players we're talking about.
Tab, between now and the last game against RSL, has a lot of this been about assessing kind of some of the guys coming back to the team? Because, like you said, Tyler Pascher had limited minutes, maybe less than 40 minutes in the Gold Cup.
Yeah, that's the difficult part. You know, he had limited minutes and he played a really hard 30, 35 minutes the other day in which he was, you know, he was pretty spent after that. We also have to consider the fact that Griffin Dorsey has done a great job. I mean, you know, here's a player that we added just a month ago that, you know, that sort of Toronto let go. And it's a player that I knew well. And I think, you know, in the last two games away at San Jose and at home, against RSL, you know, he was one of our better players, and we have to be honest with that assessment. And he's one that also deserves an opportunity to play.
Difficult choices. Dynamo getting set, as we mentioned, Austin FC on Wednesday, and then the Dynamo turn around and go to Minnesota. So it's three games in 8 days. How are your guys physically weathering everything in your mind?
Well, I mean, I think unfortunately, you know, having a couple guys out hurts, but I think we're getting to the point where if you just, you know, you know, we talk about those four guys that we just mentioned, and then we add Memo to the picture. You know, we're starting to have some options on the attacking side, and the team is starting to become more competitive. So I think in, you know, 2-3 weeks from now, I think having all these guys on the field every day competing for a spot will make this team much, much better.
How tough is it to be without Maxi or Rudy?
It's, you know, it's difficult because Maxi has been not only our leading scorer, but just our leader in general. You know, he has great charisma on the field and off the field. He's one that players, you know, tend to follow and somebody that frankly we really need. So, you know, at the moment the team has to grow with the guys that we have, and we're looking forward to that. And we certainly are not making any excuses for who's not here, because I always see that as the opportunities for guys who are here.
Tab, watching the Gold Cup, we saw the U.S. with a late dramatic win, a fantastic set piece, Acosta to Miles Robinson. Set pieces have not been as effective for you guys and corners. And obviously, you know, when we look at the draws, you're going, you know, you pick off a couple of those wins with set pieces and you got another 6-9 points, maybe. It's easy for me to say on the outside, but is that an area you're working on? Because you obviously have guys that could execute. You got guys who can attack the ball in the air with Teenage and Tim Parker and others. Is that an area where you're really working on improving?
Well, I mean, I think that's a great question. And I don't know if maybe you should be coaching because, you know, this is exactly what we worked on today. That was something that we feel exactly the same. You know, we've been in a lot of tied games. I think most of them we should have won. A few we probably should have lost. That's a fact, you know, that a set piece can make a huge difference. And we worked a lot on that today because we have to get better on those. So those can make all the difference in the world between being a playoff team and not being a playoff team, regardless of how we play.
So do you think from back in like 80s and 90s and your day, and of course a little bit in my day, it seemed like we were trying to stay away from the goal and get a run at the delivery. And it's different now with all the clutching and grabbing. Do you think it's more difficult for guys like Tim Parker and some of the big center backs to pick off a couple goals a year in seasons?
Well, you know, I can think of Marcelo Balboa and all the goals he scored, you know, headers, bicycle kicks, whatever. Yeah. You know, he was always getting his head on the ball. It is more difficult now. I think just in general, the game is a lot more athletic now. So everybody in the box can actually go for the ball. You know, and everybody can mark much better than in the past as well. So yeah, it is more difficult now. There's no question.
Tab, what about the strike Matias Vera had in San Jose? I mean, absolutely gorgeous goal. Only goal you've had outside the 18. Is that another thing you're working on, is being more goal dangerous from longer range, maybe in some instances?
I mean, not necessarily. It's, you know, obviously we work on shooting as much as we can whenever we're allowed from the high performance standpoint, so that we don't, you know, we don't bury our guys' legs, you know, so there's only certain days that you can do shooting, but these things happen in the game. We know that Memo has a great shot from the outside. We know that Joe has a great shot from the outside. We know that Ruti does as well. And most of his goals are, if not from outside the box, they're right from the top of the box. So he does get into those spots. So we know, you know, that doesn't worry me. I know we can get goals from outside the box.
Hey, that was interesting what you just said about high performance, because that definitely didn't exist when I played. So Let's talk about high performance and what you just mentioned, because you said you limited the days of shooting. Can you take us into that a little bit deeper?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty simple. You know, there's only so much load that you can put into players' legs throughout the week, and you know, whether that's including, you know, the total meters they run or the total sprints they have or the high speed running that they have. On top of it, if you add to that, you know, 50, 60 shots on goal, you know, that's a lot of power that the legs are using in any one day. So you have to be really careful. You know, the days of, you know, staying after practice and taking 100 free kicks, you know, that they're not around anymore. You have to be really selective on when you can allow players to do that, unfortunately, and pick your moments, because you know, every effort that they make counts. You know, this league is really difficult because we travel a lot and we use a lot of energy just in travel alone. So we try to be as careful as we can.
How about habitually when you used to train? Is that something you used to do, take hundreds and hundreds of shots after training? And I mean, was that part of your mantra?
Yeah, really. I had no idea about anything else. All I knew was just shooting on goal and things like that. So, yeah, of course, I stayed after shooting all the time.
Abramos joining us here ahead of Austin FC. Again, we're going to remind you, you can catch it on Channel 55. Tune in. This is a historic match, which will set in motion a rivalry that will continue for many, many years. Before we let you go, Tab, let's just talk a little bit about that wonderful Gold Cup, a very prideful performance from a young U.S. group of guys. How did that resonate with you?
You know, I couldn't be happier, you know, seeing in particular, because some of the, let's say, bigger names were not there at this Gold Cup, and U.S. was really able to showcase the amount of different talent that we have in all the younger age groups. And this is something, you know, that I've mentioned over the last couple of days as this happened, is the fact that, you know, in 2018, when our team didn't qualify, in 2017, when our team didn't qualify to the World Cup, a lot of people say, you know, a lot of the pundits out there in TV personalities said, you know, we have to blow up the system. Nothing works. It starts with the youth. And I remember saying at the time, there's nothing wrong with the youth. We have great players at the youth. You know, the fact that the senior team didn't qualify, it's maybe because the senior team didn't get turned over at the right time with younger talent. But the talent was here. You know, we were going, you know, World Cup after World Cup, we were going to quarterfinals at the U-20s. We were champions of CONCACAF time and time again. So the talent was there. And now the talent is actually showing, you know, the players have been given an opportunity and they're showing how competitive they are. So I'm very happy in particular for the players. And for the program as well, because the last 10 years, there was a lot of work put into the program. And I'm glad that U.S. soccer is getting the fruits of that.
And you've had a fingerprint on a lot of these players, including the ones that won the Gold Cup. Coming from you, that's a strong statement. The fact that the U.S. didn't qualify, though, probably accelerated the process for people to get opportunity.
Yeah, there's no question, because even when Dave Sarakin took over the national team, the beginning was just to provide opportunities for younger players. That's where Weston McKennie started. That's where Tyler Adams got his chance. That's where a lot of those guys started, with Dave Sarakin, you know, opening the door to opportunity. And that's what U.S. soccer needed. And maybe we took a year too long to start to do that, but I think we paid the price for it. And now it's time to look forward.
Well, let's look forward to Austin FC on Wednesday night. That's a big one at Q2 Stadium. Tab, as always, we thank you for all the insight and getting us prepared for Wednesday night. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me on.
All right. We don't end in any better way than that. Houston Dynamo head coach Tab Ramos. Show, as always, presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Podcast at ESPN975.com. For producer tonight, Tyler Scott, I'm Glenn Davis. Until next week.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big.